Reuters reporting that the Israeli foreign minister, that would be Israel Katz, Israeli foreign minister says Sinwar is dead. So we appear to have Israel confirming the story. It had seemed highly likely, but we appear to have a confirmation there from the Israeli foreign minister. Let's stay with US reaction and talk to General David Petraeus, former US Army general, former director of the CIA, and it does now seem to have been confirmed, General. Your reaction to the death of Yahya Sinwar?
Well, this is hugely significant. It's hard to overstate how important this is. This is bigger than Osama bin Laden, who is massively symbolic, but not that operational. It's even bigger than Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the then head of the Islamic State when they established the first ever Islamist extremist caliphate in northeastern Syria and northern Iraq. Anwar al-Awlaki, who was the most dangerous man in the world by our assessment in each of my four-star assignments and as the director of the CIA. So this is both hugely symbolic. He was, at the end of the day, the complete leader of Hamas, especially after the political leader was killed in the guest house in Tehran some months back, but also hugely operational. And even as difficult as it was for him to exercise command control communications, I'm sure, because of the concerns about operational security. So this is a major achievement. My hope would be, actually, that this now provides the opportunity for Israel to announce a new phase in the operation against Hamas in Gaza, which would include true security for Gaza, established sequentially from north to south, not displacing all the people, providing them biometric ID cards and so forth, gated communities, that concept that we perfected really during the surge in Iraq when I was privileged to command that, in Fallujah, Ramadi, Bakuba, Mosul, cleared all these areas of extremists and then kept them clear. And once you start to do that, you can improve the lives of the Palestinian people and show that really is one of the objectives, not just the destruction of Hamas, which, by the way, still has not been accomplished. What has happened is Hamas has been dramatically degraded, now decapitated, but there are still thousands of Hamas extremists. The recruiting goes on, and you have to establish that better future if you're to ensure that there is not the continual reconstitution of Hamas. By the way, here we should also note the significance as well of Israel taking control of the southern border between Gaza and the Sinai, the so-called Philadelphia Corridor, because it was through the crossing there, Rafah, and through the tunnels under that, that the military material used to flow to Gaza and to enable Hamas. And so if you cut that off, you've now taken down the leadership. Now what you need to do is sequentially produce security and provide that better future and show that Palestinians can live side by side with Israelis in peace.
You've set out very clearly this idea that this is an opportunity for a reset, really, a reset of the conflict. And I just wonder how likely you think that is, because obviously the alternative scenario is that the Palestinians replace this leader with another, Hamas replace this leader with another leader.
Happen. That's going to happen. It's not clear who it will be. And by the way, that's also, therefore, how do you negotiate with Hamas at this point if you really think that that is fruitful? And perhaps a temporary ceasefire of some type if you get some of the hostages. They're not going to give up all the hostages. And this is a decentralized organization now. The only way to complete the destruction of Hamas is to do what I have just laid out, to have a comprehensive civil-military counterinsurgency campaign with a clear and hold, not a clear and leave, which is what they're doing. And they're leaving a vacuum every time they go into an area.
You've been a supporter.
That is filled by remnants of Hamas.
You've been a supporter of Israel. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm interested, are you suggesting right now that Israel unilaterally should be changing its strategy? Or does Israel, as we had a former IDF colonel on the program earlier, suggesting only when the hostage is out does anything change? And we don't...
You're not going to get the hostages out unless you clear and hold the entire territory. There's no deal in which Hamas is going to give up all the remaining hostages. You might get a few more. There might be some categories in exchange for substantial numbers of Hamas detainees that Israel currently holds. But again, my advice and this is aspirational, to be sure. I am keenly, you know, as a director of the CIA, you learn how to deal with the world the way it is, not the way you'd like it to be. And the coalition in Jerusalem is very problematic when it comes to what I have just laid out. But again, we'd learned some very hard lessons during our years in Iraq, and we applied them during the surge, and they frankly worked. And we drove violence down by nearly 90%, kept it down, and the people had a much, much better life than they did before, which meant over time they realized we don't want al-Qaeda back. That's where the Palestinians should be delivered, if you will, that they don't want Hamas to bring this on them again, or the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, or any of the other extremist alternatives to Hamas, which is going to continue to reconstitute unless there is actual security established, and then, by the way, preserved by Palestinian security forces trained and equipped by the U.S. And the Palestinians and the Jordan International Police Center. They can be brought in to thicken and then allow the Israelis to thin out and go on to the next area of the territory. You can then provide humanitarian assistance in an organized fashion, restore General, basic services, and do the reconstruction.
You've set it out very clearly, General. David Petraeus, thanks so much for joining us there. And you know, astonishing, you're saying this is a bigger day, really, than the killing of Osama bin Laden. Thank you so much for joining us on that.